All right, L'chaim, L'chaim.
L'chaim.
It was very special we're getting together tonight. This is the mitzvah of Purim Katan. All the other halachas of Purim are only in Purim in Ador Sheni. The one mitzvah, according to some poskim, that there is for Purim Katan is Simcha. Simcha is the mitzvah of this day. It's, you know, it's the one. So this is was Mamash Akiyum.
You know what?
Yes.
Just me so that they can hear you down there.
Yeah. Right, but don't touch my food. All right. Anyway, the. And we're going to talk about it. And that's how the Ramah, you know, the last words of the Ramah, right, in Orach Chaim is, you know, he references that, you know, there are those that say that, you know, you should have a simcha on Purim Katan. And these are his last words. He brings the pasuk, Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, right? When, for one who's a good heart, it's a constant party. It's a constant Mishta Tamid. Now, then, you know, and they, you know, they hand over there the Nosei Kelim. What did the Ramah mean by bringing this pasuk? All right, so before we explain that, there's something to note about Purim, you know, that no matter what scenario you have it, it's always double. So Lomi Baya this year, you have Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, right? And there's a reason why Dafka this month gets split into two, and we'll discuss it, right? But even in a regular year, right, you have something which you don't have by any other chag. You have Purim the Prozim and Purim the Mukafim. Right, something we don't have. You know, two different Purims. Right, you know that something which you don't have by any other chag. Right, and
we have Yom Kippur.
Right. No, yeah, Yom Kippur is not a branch of, you know, Yom Kippur as we know it. It's right.
It's not affiliated.
It's not affiliated with Yom Kippur as we know. But But the you know, Purim, it splits into two, right? And
great to see you.
Anyway,
we came here for 6 weeks.
Anyway, the also, you know, the month that it's in, Ador, right? Mazel Dagim, two fish. Right, so we don't have, you know, Zemei. Everything is always double, right? And the truth is that's even the name of the Chag, you know, is a mystery. It says Al Kem Korule Yamim Eile Purim Al Shem Apur, so call it Pur, right? It says Haman was Hippo Pur Hu Agoro. It was called Pur, and we call it Purim. We double everything, and it's all Mushrush in the very very first Mulchemes Amalek. It was on two levels. Moshe with his hands up, and Yoshua with the sword. So it's always this constant the theme that it's double, right? And which, you know, is further expanded in this year, where it's a leap year, so you have Purim Katan and, you know, and the regular Purim, right? And it's like, which needs to be understood, right? Right, the nature of the doubleness, right? The, right? There's a the Gemara says in Yuma, Kamadwei stuff Samach Tes, right? That Jews even used to always say Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VaHanora, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said even before Anshei Kesedim formalized prayer, it was always an expression Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VaHanora because it appears in Chumash, right? Then by Churban Abayis, Daniel and Yirmiyahu dumped Gibor and Nora, they dumped it. They say, listen, you know, the goyim, you know, beat up on us, aye gvurosa, right? Right, the, you know, where once upon a time there was the Kodesh Kodesh, you know, goyim b'charkrim b'echolo, they dance over there where there once was Hashras Hashchina, you know, in Har Abayis, aye no rosa, right? And that's the way it was. Until Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, hechziru HaTorah liyoshna, right? They brought it back, and they said, reinstituted saying Gibor v'Nora. And why? Because they said Adaraba, hein gvuroisav, hein norosav, hein gvuroisav. That you see, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's gvura because he's holding back. Ezu gibor kosh yitzro, because you know the goyim are beating up on his children and he's holding back from annihilating them. That's gvura. Hein norosav.
Adaraba has
adar
in it all.
What? Adaraba. Very nice. Good. Nice. Adaraba. Right with base. Adar base. Very very good. Right. You're good at this. Anyway,
I'm sober.
Right, and you know, and Adar hein no rosav shemoy mar kosher, you know, echumay chol iskayim ben umos, right? you know, if not for the awesomeness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, how could Am Yisrael survive in Golos? How did Anshei Knesset HaGdolah arrive at this perspective that Daniel and Yirmiyo couldn't, you know, they couldn't get to it. Right? They didn't, you know, they didn't see it. Right? So the Radziner in his Sefer HaPsicha V'Akdoma to the Beis Yaakov says a very interesting idea. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah lived through the Nes of Purim. And that was their edge. Right? Right? That the idea of you know, Purim in general, the Nahafochu, is an amazing lesson, right? Of course, the Tov is Tov. The Nahafochu is that also the Ra, right? Also the Ra is Chozer LeTov, and that's the sort of Kefil, right? You have to ask a question, right? The Neshama is, you know, is a pure creature, comes out pure from under the Kisei HaKavod. And you send it down to this world to face all the nisyonos, and halavai should go back as pure as the way it came down. What's the point, right? That the whole struggle is just to stay the same? You know, halavai just not to. Right? It doesn't pay. It doesn't pay, right? Halavai, you have to say that all the setbacks somehow, which are inevitably happen, all the setbacks somehow have to, you know, be mitzdarif l'toiva, otherwise it's not worth it. If the whole struggle is just to stay pure, that the best you could ever be is like the way you started out, then what's the whole thing kedai for? Right? It has to be, right, that all the hard times, even the failures, somehow are mitzdarif l'toiva. And that's what the Medrash Rabbah says on the pasuk Va'alkim is kosher osa v'hine tov ma'od. So on the word tov, so the Medrash Rabbah Dar says, "Vine tov, ze gan eden. Tov ma'od, ze gehenem. Tov, vine tov, ze yetzer tov. Tov ma'od, ze yetzer hara." Right? You know, tov, right? Ze ha'chaim. Tov ma'od, ze ha'misa. Right? It's amazing that the darshan, the very, very good, the ma'od, they darshan on all the bad things. That's the tov ma'od. Right? That whatever God made is good already. That would be very good is how the Ra is mitzdarif l'toiva. Because all the hard times that we face somehow have to be, you know, reversed and be added on to the toiva. Right? Right? Otherwise, life in this world is not kedai. Right? If the whole thing is just to maintain the purity that you had, you know, when your neshama was still in heaven. Right? It has to be that way, and that's also what it means that, you know, jumping forward, right? There's 2 months that are very connected to each other, Adar and Av. That's Lashon HaBraisa. K'shem shem mishenichnasim Av marbim l'simcha. Kach mishenichnas Av mimatim l'simcha. The Braisa puts the two dinim together in the same, you know, same clause. Mishenichnas Adar marbim l'simcha. Mishenichnas Av mimatim l'simcha. Right. So. And we're going to talk about it in a second, but we know that when we get the nechama finally for everything that happened in Chodesh Av, so we always say, you know, in Shabbos Nachamu Ami. So the Chazal, we talk about that. It's not just Ami. It's Nachamu na Kefil, right? Because it's not good enough. It's not kedai. You say, well, from now on it'll be good. That's not a nechama, because what about all the time that you lost, right? During the hard times. So the double nechama has to be that it must be that the bad times are also mitzdarif l'toiva. Right? And that's what the pasuk says. Samchenu ki mos inisanu shnos ra'inu ra. Rebbe Shem, yo, you should make us happy like all the days of our oppression, all the days that we've seen bad. So the Ramchal asks in his Ma'amar Gula, how can Rebbe Shem deliver on this promise? We know this world is only 6,000 years. Right? We've been in Golos for almost 2,000 years. There's like only 200 some odd years left to play. Right? How's Rebbe Shem going to deliver on that promise? It has to be ki mosi nisanu. How's it going to deliver? Right? Not enough time left to play to deliver on ki mosi nisanu to, you know, the shnos reinu ra. No, right? What?
That's a good
overtime.
It's going to be so good.
There is. Those days have to turn l'toiva also, right? Otherwise, there's no way to deliver, right? Everything means that just be good from the time that the gula comes and onwards. All those bad times also have to be nishapech l'tov. And that's really Now, the truth is just to go back to the relationship between Adar and Av, right? That, you know, by both of these months, right, we have a din that from the when the month starts, either Marbe B'Simcha or Memayi B'Simcha, right? Right. It should be Dafka from Tisha B'Av or Dafka from Purim. Right? Why? From the time that the month comes in. Right? So the pshat is like this. You know, these are the 2 months that the mazel of this month we made. We did it. Right? That's what we say in Megillah. Achorish Hashnefechem Me'evo Liyomtev. Right? We. Because the truth is like this. When Haman threw the lots, and it came out on Adar, and he was happy, because that's the month Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right, and that's also the month, and mazel dogim, fish swallow, I'm going to swallow the yidden. And Chazal say, he didn't realize it goes the other way also. Moshe was also born then, right? And he didn't realize that, fish, swallow and also get swallowed. You're going to be the fish that gets swallowed, right? Right, he saw things one way, right? And the Vinafochu is that it also goes the other way also, right? But he was right at the time that he threw the lots, right? That was the mazel of Adar at the time. Well, then Am Yisrael did tshuva, right? Tshuva me'ava, so just like when you do tshuva avonos of naso keskuyas, we also converted the bad month of Adar Litov, right? And then the emphasis became on Moshe Rabbeinu being born then. It became, we reversed the, right? But we did the opposite by the month of Av. By the month of Av, imagine if the Meragim would have come back and not sold us the fake news about how bad Eretz Yisrael is. We'd have gone into Eretz Yisrael the next day, and that means Av would have been our best month, right? And so now I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, right? That in Lashon HaKodesh, whenever you double the last letters, it means implies smallness. Like Katan is small, Katantan, very small. No, El means strong. Elil, we make fun of the Getchka, little god. We make fun of it, right? Right. So Nisan, when you double the last letter of a word, it implies smallness, right? El strong as in Elil, small, right? Katan, Katantan, right? Elal, right? It's true, it's so true. Anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. You're doing better.
Son
or
Wi-Fi.
Son
or 30.
Or wifey.
Right. So okay. So now, if Nisan is Chodesh Ha'aviv, what does that mean? Little Av. Means Nisan's supposed to be small compared to Av. Av was supposed to be like this Aviv, this small Av. Right, Chodesh Av was meant to be our best month. Just with Cheder Meragim, we were mekalkulit. So these are the 2 months that we changed the mazel, right? Right. The whole mazel month was we made it. That's why you cooked it, you'll eat it. So that's why Mishenichnas Av Mimati B'Simcha, because you changed the mazel of the month. Right. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, because you also made Adar the month it is. But what we do with Adar? Adar initially was Taka, a bad month for us, as it were. Haman's astrologer, and he threw Pur. We converted Pur into Purim, right? Right? And they call it maybe Purim al Shema Pur. He saw things one way. He just saw the Ra. But we said, no. It's, we convert the Ra into Tov. And that's how you get Kefil, right? You get double. And that's what makes the whole thing Kedai, right? That even the bad times are Mitzdarif L'Toiva, right? Right? And that's Mazal Dagim, right? That's part of the Indian, right? Converting the Ra into Tov, the Vinafohu, right? That's the doubleness of Purim, right? That's Amalek thrives on the idea that Ra is only Ra, right? And we say no, Akashu created everything. That means the Ra has to somehow be Litova also. Right. So now in this converting of the Ra L'Tov, it has to be on two levels. There has to be, first of all, with Emuna, that's true, right? And after that, it could be L'Maisa. It has to be with Emuna and L'Maisa, right? So now here's the thing, right? Haman minatira minayin haminaitz, right? Right. No, he has early roots in history, you know, from the first day of creation. And that's why Bilam says Rashis Goyim Amalek. He's the first of nations. Why first of nations? No, he has a Shirish already in Chet Eitz Hadas, right at the beginning of history. And that's why he can't stand what? Right? That's why he can't. It's all right, so sneeze.
No, but you could have somebody sneeze near somebody, you could die. He seems to avoid it every time, but he's already 42. But anyone can be the one that just takes him out. Let's go ahead. Later, Mom.
There's all being posted online.
That's just put out there that Yogi's not crazy. He's a legitimate risk. There you go.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's what Bilam says. Rashis Goyim Amalek v'achariso adeove. He's the first of nations. He has a shor shored in chet eitz hadas, but you know, in the end, you know, that doesn't lead anywhere. That leads to obliteration, as opposed to Christ. So Bereshis b'shvil Yisrael should be Bereshis, right? And that's why they hate us so much, because we're taught in geometry there's room for infinite points on a plane, but there's no two firsts, and that's why it's either us or them. It's either us or them. That's why, you know, it's a mutually exclusive relationship. No two firsts. What?
I don't know if anybody else got that reference.
It was like business either. First class. I was trying to...
What are these no two firsts?
No two firsts. You know, there's no two firsts.
Okay, I get that.
No. But it's like there's no two
either
centers. Infinite points on a plane, but there's no two firsts, there's no two centers. Right? Yeah. So it's either we're the racious or they're the racious. Can't be two first places. Only one first place.
Right.
So it's Bereshis through social creation, and it's also Rashis Goyim Amalek. Now our Rashis is, you know, because that's what we brought from had in mind time creation. And there,
you see a Parashas?
Right. Well, we've spoken about it a few times, more than once. Yeah. Right. Anyway, so the, right, yeah, right, right. We're the Rashis Machshava, right? But, you know, as far as, you know, the human race is concerned, right, you know, they already have a root in Chet Eitz Hadas, Hamina Terminayin, Hamina Eitz. And Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem, Chelk Sheni Perek Ravi, right, that all the Umas Olam, their Shurish is in Chet Eitz Hadas. If not for Chet Eitz Hadas, there would be no such thing as Goyim. Right? I don't know who would do our laundry, who would keep our houses, right?
There would be no clothes.
No laundry. That's right. No laundry.
There would be no working.
Right? There'd be no working, it's true.
There'd be no LeBron.
What?
There'd be no LeBron.
Ah, no LeBron.
Could you
need that
every
now?
Yeah, right. It would have been
Ivanka
Trump.
No,
that'd be interesting.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yo. So Rashis Goyim Amalek. So the you know, the whole world order that you know, that we know, Eitz Hadas Tov Vera, right, which is the whole world order that we know, which is you know, the whole Malach of the 6,000 years, right, that we have to like struggle with the battle over good or versus evil, right? You know, Amalek is rooted already at the beginning of where that all starts from, right? Right, but the truth is that whole thing of Das Tov Ra, that you perceive Tov and Ra as equally real and irreconcilable, that's the big lie. That's the big lie. Because really, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Shtei Rishuyos. There's no two domains. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever happens is somehow, you know, is part of the process of Mitztaref L'Toiva. Right? But Amalek is rooted in the Eitz Hadas Tovara of perceiving that the two things are different, right, and are irreconcilable. And he's betting on the side of evil. He's betting on that side, which, you know, if with this perception, you should always bet on the side of evil. I mean, I'm not saying that as a rabbi. I'm just saying as, like for instance, you know, for instance, let's say you're a country out there, you know, let's say in the Middle East, and ISIS approaches you, and the United States approaches you, and say we want to set up a military base, you know, in your country, right? Right. So now, you know, if you don't deal with business with us, you're on the skids with us. You're on the out. You know, we're at war. Right. So ISIS gives you this offer, and the United States gives you this offer. Who are you going to?
ISIS.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most people I say, you know, say the United States, you know, but no.
Don't they know who the United States leaves?
Right. Right. No, it's very simple. Let's go through all the scenarios, right? You're with ISIS and ISIS wins, you're okay. Right? You're with ISIS, right? And ISIS loses. What are the Americans going to do to you? Nothing. probably rebuild your country for you. Probably the best thing that ever happened to you. You know, there's a book about that. The Mouse That Roared. The whole theme of the book is the clear war in the United States, and they'll build you up. Right? But if you're with the United States and the United States loses, what's ISIS going to do to you? Right? You're always safest to go with the evil, because the evil is bad. And they'll always move the confrontation past that red line that the goody-goodies are not willing to cross. You're always safest with the evil. So how does the good win? How does the good win? I just explained to you how it's impossible. Because they'll just move the confrontation to that red line that the good guys aren't willing to cross. How does the good win?
1 November 7, 2016.
The only
terrors to that, the only terrors to that kosh is that the evil must not be real. Because if it was equally real as the good, good could never win. Because the good doesn't got the guts to do what has to be done to win. So if good triumphs over evil, the only terrors is that evil, as vicious as is not real. And that's why the good wins. And that's the whole message that comes out at the end of all the 6,000 years. Ain't no milvado. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's good, and the good still wins. How did it win? Because the good was real and the evil wasn't. Otherwise, there's no terror to this. If they're equally as real, there's no terror to this. Right? And that's the whole thing. We have to realize that, you know, it's not just time good wins because it's better. It's strong. It wins because good is real and evil isn't. It's just an illusion. But Das, Tovarak, ways that is Yodea, both of them equally. Right? And if that says, you know, you bet with the evil. If you see them as equally as real, you go with the evil. And that's Amalek. You know, they're equally as real, you go with the evil.
Go with the evil.
Right. No, not you. No, don't do that. No, don't. I didn't mean that. Right. Anyway.
I'm going
to get
some ISIS headquarters in Stanford.
Yeah, I'm not
going
with
you. Okay. Anyway, so an amazing thing. So now it's after Chet Adam Rishon, the Kosher says, Kotz Vidardar Tatzmiach Loch. Right? You're going to grow thorns, thickets, and thorns. Right? So that now, you know. Dardar is like, you know, things that are degenerate, you know. Right. So that's the pshat. Luchamal Hashem ba'amolek midor dor, right? For all generations, because we know there's 6,000 years worth of generations, all for a tikkun ruchet adam rishon of a kotz v'dar dar. That's why it's Luchamal Hashem ba'amolek midor dor, and the month where we finally get, you know, we hit them dead center, we hit them right between the legs, right? Is Chodesh Adar. Ador. We put the Aleph, that Eino Milvado. God is one, there's no Shtei Rishus, no Torah, in the Dardar, Ad Chodesh Ador. 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 And that's how we defeat, you know, the Kotz V'Dar Tzach. You know, that scene of, you know, the amazing thing about Chodesh Ador, that's like the month of Anafo, we're like an evil central. We're an evil central, and we convert it Latov. And now, of course, there's no way to get our biochemical mind around that. And that's what means chayv inish lipsume b'poraya ad lo yoda benor, because the das tovra can't understand how even the ra is real, is not real, and it's all in service of the tov. So you got to be out of your das. So ad lo yoda ben oror homan levarach Mordechai, because the biochemical consciousness which comes from the eitz das can't wrap around that. So you have to be out of your mind, you know, in a good way, right? Out of your mind, right? Ad lo yoda ben oror homan levarach Mordechai. And then you understand how the Ra is also in service of the Tov. And that's the double. But this is in two levels. It first has to be Be'emunah. You got to believe that this is true. And then you could also do it in Maisa. You know, you could take a step in actually vanquishing Amalek. But it has to first start with Emunah, and then it could be B'maisa. And that's what it was in the very first Mochemes Amalek. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu with the hands above the head. Now, hands above the head means I'm going to do things even above what I understand. That's hands above head. You know what that's like? Nase before nishma. That's hands, which you do your asiya, above the head. Right? So what does the pasuk say? Vayadav emuna ad bo hashemesh. Right? You know, those hands were raised in prayer, but emuna. Because emuna is above das.
Is there a thing in the davening with your hands above the head?
That is when... Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim is tefillah. Right? 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 Right, right. Yeah. Right. So now the, you know, there's the, right, that's where the hands are raised in prayer. Right? That we're mevato arsiya, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we raise our hands above our heads, meaning we'll do things even that we don't understand. Be'emuna. 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 And then, but then Yoshua with the sword. Moshe with the hands above that, and Yoshua with the sword. When Moshe had his hands up, Yoshua would win. That the asiya goes together with the emuna, right? And you need, you know, you need the two together. That way, as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, El bizman sheyisrael mistaklim klapei mal mishabdim eslibam laviyam shebashamayim hayu notzchim. Right? I saw the hands above it. And you need the both. You need both. You need the emuna, and only with the emuna you can actually do it in lemaisa. Right? But if you are not real in your mind that the Ra is not real, you're not going to defeat the Ra b'maisa. You know, the maisa has to be an expression of the emuna, right? And this emuna is a very, you know, it's easy to say. It's easy to say, yeah, the Ra is all, it's all a tov. It's all a tov. It's easy to say. It's not easy to believe, right? It's not easy to believe. We have Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we have Dashpa of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's easy to believe, right? Right, you know, especially during that time, you know, when he was Manig Am Yisrael, all Bederach Nes with the man from heaven and the bear, right? You know, but for us, right, this is just once a year on Purim. On Purim, you know, that the we break through Ad Delo Yada Ben Or Haman Baruch Mordechai, that even Or Haman is also Litov, right? But that's Ad Delo Yada. You get out of the biochemical consciousness, you know, above Das to Emuna, right? So now the Indian of Shushan Purim Kayedua, just in a regular year. So now we explain why Adar, Dagim, you know, double. Right? So now even a regular year. No, you have to get above Das for Emunah, above the biochemical Das for Emunah. So even in a regular year. Well, what's the problem?
I'm making sure Yoni's okay.
Are you okay with Yoni?
No.
You have to use the restroom, guy. Fine. Oh, we're recording.
What?
Oh, you want us to pause? I'll pause.
Oh, no, well.
No, I'll pause. Let's go. Let's go. You want to give him a cup? No, I'll pause. I'm pausing. I'm pausing. I'm paused.
Wow. We're going to pause.
I'll take a cup. Give me a cup. I'll be back in a second.
Fine. We're pausing. We're pausing. Okay, so the... Okay, so the like I said, yo, the struggle is Emuna and Maisa. Moshe, Yoshua, and you know, and that's also the another theme of the doubleness of Purim. Of Purim the Prozim and Purim the Mukafin. So because Purim the Prozim is connected Moshe. What so now and Purim the Mukafin is Mukafin Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Right? No, thank you. The right, so now the when Esther asked, you know, Yinasin Gamochar La Yehudim, give us also tomorrow. So I heard from Ari Moshe Shapiro. The pshat is like this, right? Because Purim is for the here and now to survive, right? But also Mochar is for the future, like Hayom Lasos Mochar Kabel Scharam, because it's all about rebuilding, building the wall, right? Because they asked the Nachash, you know, the Nachash is the first, you know, undocumented.
Immigrant.
Undocumented, right? Because they asked it, because it's a medrash in Koheles. They asked the Nachash, Mipnei Mata Motsui Ben Agderos. You know, you go under the wall, it says, Ani Paratzti Gidro Shel Olam. I broke the cosmic wall. You know, the big wall that there was, you know, because he broke the wall between Emes and Sheker, you know, and, you know, by, you know, being Machshos in the Eitz Hadas. Then now we view Ra as equally as real as Tov. That's called to break the wall. And the Chomos Yerushalayim is all connected. Those walls, and as the president says, Israel says walls work, right? And Israel is the authority because that's where because the Indian of Chomos Yerushalayim is really those are the cosmic walls that are connected. Gidro Shel Olam. So says the Rabbeinu B'chai, Ki Bachar Hashem Bitzion, Eva Lemoshevlo. Eva says Rabbeinu B'chai are the Isis that Amalek wants to erase. The Aleph of Ki say Kiyot Al Kes Ka. So he wants to take off, you know, the Aleph of Kisei and the Vav and Hey from the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Bach Hashem Tzion Eva Lemoshevel. The Osius Aleph, Vav and Hey are restored in Tzion, in Chomos Yerushalayim. right? So the Purim of Mukafim is like for the future when we're finally going to lemaisa, not just in emuna in the heart, but in lemaisa restore the wall, build the wall. Right, to keep the ra out, right, and you know, keep the ra out of reality, and you know, only tov should inhabit reality, right, and that's also the relationship, right, between Purim Katan and the Purim in Adar Sheni, right, because it's really the difference between emuna and maisa, right, because the you know, we don't have any mitzvahs in Purim Katan. All the mitzvahs lemaisa in maisa, right, in actuality, are in the big Purim, which are in Adar Sheni, and like we explained in this week's past week's Evan Shasia, right, because that's the great equalization, right, the second month of Adar. That's why Adar goes double, right, right. The second of second Adar is about to like turn the Ra into Tov, equalize, make the moon catch up to the sun. Close the gap that there isn't reality, which is the sort of over. So all the Maisim, all the mitzvahs in Maisa of Lemaisa, actually are in the second Ad, you know, second Purim. That's in Maisa, but there's one mitzvah that's on Purim called Simcha. Simcha. And that's what I said. Tov Lev Mishta Samit. Because the Indian of Purim Katan, which is connected how the moon is still small because we haven't equalized yet. So bestowed Hamora Katan, Purim Katan, Hamora Katan. Right, there's one mitzvah, the emuna. Right, Purim Katan is connected. There's one mitzvah of simcha. Right, because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's Muhammad v'Amalek, you know, he had his hands above his head. Vayedav emuna bo Hashemesh. But Haman thought that emuna didn't last. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. Why did he die? Why was he taken? Because he hit the rock. And what does that kosher refer to? That yan lohem mantem bilak disheni. You lacked emuna. So Haman's saying, you know. In Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was taken to task for his lack of emuna. When he creamed us the first time, it's vayyadav emuna. He lost that emuna. He was taken to task for it, and was taken away in Adar, taken to task for lack of emuna. So the Rambam touches up the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shemona Prakim that he got angry. He got angry with Klai Yisrael, and that's why he hit the rock because he was angry. So you know the Ramban and others say, you know, ask on him. You know, well, it says lack of emuna. What are you talking? Kaas, says the Maharal in the Gevurah Hashem. No, a person who's full of emuna never gets angry. A person who's full of emuna is always happy. He's always happy. Right, everything's happy. You get nothing to get upset about. It's all Ratzon Hashem. It's Hakol Min Hashemayim. He said no. So the fact that he got angry, that's haste, lack of emuna. The Maharal writes that. So that's niflamot. That means emuna and simcha go together, right? And that's what the Rav Tzadok already points out. It's interesting. The very first Ramah in Orach Chaim is Shivis Hashem Negdi Summit. The very last Ramah in Orach Chaim is the Halacha of Purim Katan. There's a din of Simcha, Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. The two go together. A person who's full of Emuna is always Sameach. Right? Always Sameach. And that's the mitzvah of Purim Katan. You know, that Purim Katan relative to the big Purim is like the relationship of Purim the Prozim to Purim the Mukafim. It's that type of framework. This is the Purim of Emuna. So the mitzvah of the day is Simcha. Right? The Mechazik the Emuna of Einol Milvado. And then we come to all the Lemaisa of Purim, the doing all the mitzvahs in Maisa connected Yoshua. In the next Purim where we're Meicha and Molech, you know, Mamish Lemaisa Bimherab Yamenu. Amen.